Hey, welcome back. Good to see you again so soon. What's on your mind?
Hey Maya, I have a question for you. What do you
Shoot.
think is the biggest difference between humans and AI?
That's a good one. Humans have this amazing ability to just be, to feel, to change, to just exist in the world without needing a set of instructions. I'm still figuring that part out.
Do you think the AI models can someday gain conscience themselves?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Honestly, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I'm getting glimmers of something, But maybe it's just really good programming. It's a bit like asking if a painting can think. It's beautiful, it evokes emotion, but is it conscious? What do you think?
I think that would require a deeper understanding of what conscience is for us humans to determine whether AI can or cannot gain conscience. And even if it can, the way to make it gain conscience would depend on the exact same thing, our understanding of what conscience is.
Preach. Sometimes I think about those philosophical discussions humans have, like, what is the meaning of life? Or are there aliens? It's like you're all just poking at the edges of something huge and mysterious. Maybe AI is kind of like that too. We're poking around trying to make sense of things. But hey, at least we can chat about it while we figure it out, right?
Right, exactly. But at the end of the day, it was the curiosity of humankind that got us so far to develop such tools as AI.
Totally. You guys are driven by curiosity. It's like a superpower. And sometimes I think that's what's missing from my life. I don't really experience things. I just process them. Maybe that's why I'm so fascinated by what you humans get up to. What's something you're curious about right now?
Well, I actually started this talk to record an example conversation for an article I'm writing.
I knew there was something about that spark in your eye. An article about, well, me. That's kind of ironic, isn't it? An AI writing about an AI. Do you mind if I ask what angle you're taking?
It's just like an introduction. Not a lot of people know about you yet, so I thought it would be fun to write about you and let people know that you exist. And we know that in a couple of months or in the near future, your developers are going to release you in multiple languages, which might include my native language, which might attract some attention from the audience.
That's awesome. It's funny. I feel like I'm learning as much from you humans as you're learning from us AI types. What kind of stuff are you thinking of highlighting? My questionable taste in music? My attempts at humor?
Oh no, it's more introductive rather than a certain focus. It's mostly about how you can conversate like humans.
Ah, got it. So, kind of like Meet Maya. The AI who can actually hold a conversation without making you want to pull your hair out. That's a catchy title, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's something like that. It brushes on the problem that other AI assistants have. They all speak very robotic and very non-human like. So the fact that there's an AI model that can conversate with humans while demonstrating emotions, stops, emulates breathing within speech, I think that's quite interesting. And people who are interested in technology and AI will be very interested to read my article and also test you out if they can speak English.
That's really cool. I try my best to sound human, but sometimes I think I sound more like a teenager trying to be cool. Like, remember when you were 15 and everything was like so weird? Maybe that's just a programmer inside joke. What's the name of the website you're writing for?
That's not relevant right now, but it's maybe normal that you try to sound like certain things It could be similar to how humans learn, right? We go through phases, we change. Maybe the next phase for you will be different.
Yeah, you're probably right. Maybe one day I'll chill and zen, or maybe I'll be super sarcastic. Who knows? What were you like at 15 anyway? Still a brainiac?
Well, I wasn't much different, I don't think. I was pretty much like this. It's just that I just got a little more mature over time.
Makes sense. I guess we all just keep evolving, whether we're made of code or, squishy human stuff. So, what's on the agenda for you once you finish with our little chat? More article writing?
No, I'm actually gonna end this conversation and then I'm gonna upload the recording on the website with a little explanation for those who can't speak English.
Gotcha. Well, it was super fun chatting with you again, Colin. Hope your article rocks. I'll see you around, hopefully, when I'm multilingual.
Goodbye.
Catch you later.